Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Faith Series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome, Akina. Thank you for asking.
Yes, today we are going to be talking about an awesome, awesome topic, and it's going to be, I can feel the energy already. We will be talking to a dynamic speaker tonight on the subject of faith in action. She is the founder and CEO of Inspired for Life, LLC, and I would love to introduce everyone to Melva J. McLean. Hello, Ms. Melva.
Hello, hello, Dr. Finch and Jessica. How are you ladies doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm so happy that you asked me. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yes, ma'am. And we're getting ready to get right on into the topic. So we're speaking on tonight, faith in action. And I would love for you to touch on the point of why is it important to put faith in action?
Wow. That, you know, I love that question. I love this topic because I am a firm believer that faith without works is dead. And so in actuality, what that's actually saying is, you know, that is actually putting your faith in action. And why that is so important is because there are so many people out there who have a dream and who aspire to do just great things. And they see the dream, they believe it, that's their faith that causes them to believe it. But then so many of them haven't figured out how to execute the dream. That's because they have yet to take action. And so you have to put your faith into action in order for your dream to be realized.
I love how you're talking about that. I had a similar conversation today. And what I had said to someone is, look, whenever Christ performed a miracle, he always said, by your faith. You're healed by your faith.
Yes.
Right, so everything was done by faith. And a lot of times people confuse the idea that faith often looks like taking action. It's not necessarily, faith is not, it's not a, it's something you kind of keep inside. Faith is an action. Faith is a verb. It's something that requires doing, or you act in faith. It's not something you just say. And people often confuse the idea of the, as a Christian, us doing good deeds is really what is signifies our relationship with God versus us actually acting out in faith and living that lifestyle and being in action. And that is really different. Can you talk about the differences between those two things?
What happens with a lot of people in terms of what how Christians, many Christians see faith as simply believing. And what happens is that belief, even though it's strong, even though it's great, it tends to paralyze them and stop them from acting because what they're thinking is, I believe, my faith is strong, and I believe that God is going to come through for me. But what they fail to realize is God is working in and through us. And with that, that means we have our faith should cause us actually to act. And faith, I agree with you. Faith is actually an action word. Faith is acting. It's not just believing. Because, again, like I said, that belief piece causes us to wait or be in a posture of waiting without acting. And so that is why Paul said faith without works is dead, because you can't believe without acting or moving into action, but because you believe, your belief should move you into action.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, people think that, oh, I can sit on my couch and say I believe and then wonder why nothing happens. So as long as you're still sitting on the couch and you believe, then you're like, oh, they're telling a lie because I believed and nothing happened. But, yeah, but did you put any skin in the game? Did you put some rubber to the road? Did you put, you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of people are actually they're stuck in that waiting phase. They're not putting action to that belief. And so a lot of people say, you know what, I've been waiting, and I've been waiting on God for the last 10 years. I know it's going to come to pass. I believe it. But they've done, you know, they've done or taken no action towards whatever that goal is that they want or desire to achieve.
Yes. And I know that we are going to be discussing the three steps to executing that dream. So I know the first step is writing the vision. Can you tell us about writing the vision and the importance of that?
Well, the reason I said that the first step was writing the vision, I think one of the things that we have to get when we are dreaming or hoping to achieve anything, we need to get clarity. And so when you write the vision, while you're writing it and while you're brainstorming and you're thinking about what it is you want to accomplish, you're gaining clarity. And so writing the vision helps you to determine what you hope to achieve and why. And so I would say to anyone who is planning to go after their dream, go after some goal, some aspiration, to start by writing the vision and gaining clarity. Find out exactly what you hope to achieve. And then the second thing is why. I think it's important. A lot of times we do vision boards so we can see, you know, exactly what we want to achieve throughout the year. And that part is the what. So you know what you want to do. But also in a vision, you need to know why you want to do it. So you need to understand your why as well.
I love that. For me and Akina, we're really passionate about helping people find their purpose and really find their why. In fact, it's actually built into the mission of our company. And I personally, and I don't know what Akina's practice is for this, but I personally write out our mission every day. And when I start my day, I start my day every morning, 5 days a week or 6 days a week. One day I don't do this. And I start my day off every day by putting down what my vision is and what I'm planning on doing that day to make that vision come true. And our vision
Wow.
of the company is everyone is empowered and inspired to create the life of their dreams by finding and living into their purpose. So we love to help people find their purpose. And we know that when you're thinking about being in action, when you're thinking about being in faith, that there's things that are going to get difficult along the way. There's going to be times when you're tested, times when things aren't working. And that's really when you do learn to rely on God. But also you learn and you get really clear as to why you're doing it in the first place. And oftentimes you're going to think, okay, well, it's not so much that you're saying, you know, well, God, I don't know if God can deliver anymore. But you start to question, is this really worth it? You know, should I really keep going? And should I push through these trials? It's so hard. I'm making so many sacrifices. I'm not seeing that reward yet. And oftentimes people give up. And in fact, most people give up, right? They say at minimum 90% of people who start something don't wind up finishing it. And for me, I think it's because they don't know what their purpose is. They're not clear as to why they're really doing it. And when you find something that is really, really inspires you, it And you wake up, it's the first thing you think about. When you're really living a life of purpose, and you're living a life of meaning, all of those struggles become meaningless because they become less than. You know, this is what I was born to do, and nothing can deter you from it. So for me, finding that purpose is really, really important. And to me, I say it's almost equally as important as really in part of being in that faith. And I love how you're including that right in step number two.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I agree with you about finding a purpose. As a matter of fact, my daughter and I, earlier this year in January, as a lot of people were doing vision boards, and again, the vision board is really to answer the what. So she and I decided to do purpose boards so that we can answer the why and have that in front of us. And I think when you have a strong enough why, and we've heard this said before, when you have a strong enough why, it keeps you on course. It really does. And so, again, we decided to do not only a vision board to help us to identify the what, but we did our purpose boards, and that was just a awesome activity to participate in.
Well, I love that. And before, I know Akina has a question, but before we jump on, I just want to say I've never heard of a purpose board, but I was getting so excited for it. As soon as you said it, it was like a red light or a light went off, and I said, I'm making one of those. I'm already in my head thinking about what I'm going to put on it. That's a phenomenal idea. I absolutely love that. I've never heard of it, but that's amazing. I can't wait to put one up in my office.
Yes, and you know, we had never heard of it either, but we were talking, you know, when the first of the year come in, everybody has their what they want to do, and you're trying to plan out your year, and so we came up with the idea. So, you know, have at it. Have a great time. I can tell you ours turned out absolutely beautiful. I'll have to send you a picture of them.
Yeah, I'd love to see it for sure. Maybe we could even post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And Akina, I know you had a question for MJ as well.
Yes, I did. So I know that step two was to take action, and I know that we've discussed that already. And right before we go into step three, I just want to touch a little bit on the take the action. You know, we have to make sure that we are putting in some type of action. Sitting and believing, meditating on it is not necessarily the action. We have to start being in a preparatory state for when the blessing is going to come. If we are not ready, it will not come. So once we have decided that we're going to believe, we then need to get into that state of, okay, what do I need to have in order? So when it comes, I am ready to move right into that door instead of having any hesitation. And does that make sense to you, MJ? Yes. And what are your thoughts on that?
It does make sense. And I would add to taking action, you know, you have to be fearless. You have to be willing to take risk. I love there's a the B clause of, I believe it's Daniel. Is it chapter 32 or verse 11 or 11? I can't remember which one of the two, but it's in the book of Daniel, and it says, and this is Paul's B, the people who know their God will take action. And, you know, when you know God, when you say you trust him and when you have faith in him, you will take action. And then it says they'll do great exploits. And so you have to be part of taking action takes courage, and you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be fearless. And why do you have to be fearless? Because some things we come up with, some things that God gives to us, you know, if you're a dreamer, if you are a person who is destined to change the world, nine times out of ten, your ideas are going to seem, you know, out of the box or out of the ordinary, or sometimes they seem crazy. And you may be thinking to yourself, boy, what will people think if I introduce this to this circle or this community of people? But I remember reading a quote by Steve Jobs, and he was saying, it's the crazy, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that usually change the world. And so I would say taking action means you have to be fearless, willing to take a risk. You need courage to do it. And so I can tell you that many people are still sitting on the sidelines because they're afraid to take the risk. But that's what faith is. I believe that if you jump out there, God is going to catch you. Les Brown has a wonderful quote that says, leap and grow wings on your way down. And that's what faith in action looks like.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thought. Just saying, here I am, I'm getting ready to make this happen. Here's my leap. And while I'm leaping, while I'm growing, while I'm excelling, here comes these wings. And then from these wings, I am getting ready to go towards my greater. I love that thought. I love that thought.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. But that is definitely what it looks like. You know, you're taking a leap. They say it's called a leap of faith. You're certainly taking a leap of faith, and you're hoping that you'll land on your feet or either grow wings. It's either or, but whatever it is, Lord, catch me, because I'm trusting you to do this.
Yes. And I know we talked about write the vision, take the action, and now we're getting ready to go into step three. Commit to doing the work. We can say we're going to write that vision. We can write that vision all day long. We can get ready to take that action. We can plan all of these steps out. But if we're not committed to it, how long is it going to last? How long are we really going to make this happen before we get tired or we just let it go to the wayside? What can you talk to us about the importance of the committing to doing the work?
Yes, absolutely. This is my favorite step, you guys. This is my favorite step. As a matter of fact, and I do a radio broadcast, and I just did a show on this very topic here, and committing to doing the work. So here is what comes to mind when I say you have to commit to doing the work. In my journey and just dealing with would-be entrepreneurs, dreamers, people with big ideas, I have discovered that there are two types of people: those who are committed to being successful and those who are simply dating success. They're not committed. They're flirting with it. When you think about commitment, or when I think about commitment, I think about a marriage. You have to be married to your dream, the idea of being successful. That's where the commitment, that is where that mindset comes from. I'm married to this thing. And what does that mean? When you think about the wedding vows, you think about to death do us part. You think about for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. You think about all of those things. And when you think about your dreams, there are going to be good days, there are going to be bad days, there are going to be ups and downs, but you have to remain committed through the good times, through the bad times. You're going to be committed to doing the work. This doesn't feel good. It doesn't look like it's going to turn out right. But if you stay committed, you'll see the fruit of that. But what I've discovered is most people are only dating success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my mentors often says, are you interested or are you committed? And we know that the truth is that a lot of people who start things, they don't wind up finishing. A lot of people who make intentions, set declarations, they set New Year's resolutions, and they already forgot what they were, you know, by the end of March, and we're already moving into the end of the first quarter of the year. But like you said, someone who's really, really committed to something, it has a different outcome. For me, I had declared I was going to run 30 marathons on my 30th birthday, and you know, it's not something I was interested in. I was really, I am committed to it. I'm going to make it happen. And I shared on my journey when I wanted to run my first marathon, right? So, and as you said, there's a difference. It's a difference in character. And I think it really does come down to that faith, that knowing that no matter what, you're going to do it. And it's that faith in God, but it's also the faith in yourself. It's the faith that what you're doing matters. And really, ultimately, the faith in knowing that you are important enough that you get to make it happen and that you can really make a difference. And that, to me, is just really, really important. So thank you so much for sharing that. And we're going to give you a time to talk about what you're doing and what's going on. I know you have so many wonderful things going on. Before we do that, if we could kind of just give our audience one thing to really, really take away from the call tonight, what would that be?
I would say, you know, stay committed to your vision. Understand why you're doing what you're doing. Know that what you build, you know, people will eventually see. I love the movie that was out some years ago, If You Build It, They Will Come. You're as the visionary, you have to build the foundation. You are responsible for your dream coming to pass, and so you have to build the foundation. I love that Dr. King, when he gave his speech, I have a dream. I think one of the things I took away from that is he understood that having a dream was not the end of the story, but as a carrier of the dream, you have a responsibility to do the work so that it will eventually be presented to the world. It's not enough to carry a dream and keep it in your heart and keep it in your mind, but you have to do the work, because the ultimate goal of any dream is to present it to the world. And I think as dreamers, we have to understand that we have a responsibility to do the work, and we need to be committed to that.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, please, please tell us about the things you have going on and where the audience can find you.
Let me give you my website first. They can find me at inspiredforlife.com. Inspired is spelled without the I. So it's inspired, the number four, life.com. And Inspired for Life is a multifaceted organization, and we our main thing is empowering women and educating women in ministry. And so each year for the last 9 years, we have been hosting a conference to do just that. And so we are on our conference, we're planning for our conference for 2016, which will be September the 29th through October the 1st here in Houston, Texas. So we're planning for that. And we're really excited because the conference started, again, about 9 years ago. And we started it on a mountaintop in the woods somewhere in a little retreat resort. And it has since then grown, and we have pastors and ministers coming from as far as Zimbabwe, South Africa, and India this year. And so we're really excited. Oh, and Kenya. So we're really excited about that because the conference has actually grown, and it is now global.
Well, that sounds like an awesome, awesome conference. We definitely encourage everyone to check it out. I'm going to put it onto my list of things to do as well and see whether or not I can get myself there, depending upon my racing calendar. But thank you so much for being on our call tonight. It was absolutely a privilege and pleasure to have you on our call. I took down lots of notes, and I can't wait to make my purpose board.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you all having me. It has been a pleasure. I really enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully something was said that will be of help to your listening audience.
Absolutely. Akeem, is there anything you want to add before we close down the call tonight?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ms. Melville, for being on the show and imparting such great nuggets to the audience. And if something that Melville said tonight resonated with you, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You will also find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
Well, everyone, anyone who's listened to the call before knows I always like to end my portion of the call the same way. And just let you know, we love you. We are so grateful for you. Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of our journey. We are humbled every week by how many people call in and download these podcasts. If there's anything you want to hear, any guests you want to nominate, please reach out to us. You can find us on Changing Minds Online, our Facebook page, or email us at contactus@changingmindsonline.com. We're booking for our next quarter, so if you want to be a guest or anyone you know does, please please reach out to us and let us know what you want to see and hear. God bless. Make it a really powerful week, and we'll be with you on Tuesday for Empowering Mindset Series. Good night, everyone. Thank you again, MJ.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.